Ishopanishad, Mantra 9. Andhang tama pravishanti ye vidyam upasate tato buya iva te tamo yayu vidyayam rataha. Those who engage in the culture of nescient activities shall enter into the darkest region of ignorance, and worse still, those who are engaged in the culture of so-called knowledge. This mantra offers a comparative study of vidya and avidya. Avidya, or ignorance, is undoubtedly dangerous, but vidya, or knowledge, is even more dangerous when mistaken or misguided. This mantra of Sri Ishopanishad is more applicable today than at any time in the past. Modern civilization has advanced considerably in the field of mass education, but the result is that people are more unhappy than ever before because of the stress placed on material advancement to the exclusion of the most important part of life, the spiritual aspect. As far as vidya is concerned, the first mantra has explained very clearly that the Supreme Lord is the proprietor of everything, and forgetfulness of this fact is called ignorance. The more a man forgets this fact of life, the more he is in darkness. In view of this, a godless civilization directed toward the so-called advancement of education is more dangerous than a civilization in which the masses of people are less educated. Of the different classes of men, karmis, gyanis, yogis, the karmis are those who are engaged in the activities of sense gratification. In modern civilization, 99.9% of the people are engaged in activities of sense gratification under the flags of industrialism, economic development, altruism, political activism, and so on. All these activities are more or less based on satisfaction of the senses, to the exclusion of the kind of God consciousness which was described in the first mantra of Sri Ishopanishad. In the language of Bhagavad Gita, people who are engaged in gross sense gratification are known as Mudhas, asses. The ass is a symbol of stupidity. Those who simply engage in the profitless pursuit of sense gratification are worshipping avidya, according to Sri Ishopanishad. And those who play the role of helping this sort of civilization in the name of educational advancement are actually doing more harm than those who are on the platform of gross sense gratification. The advancement of learning by a godless people is as dangerous as a valuable jewel on the hood of a cobra. A cobra decorated with a valuable jewel is more dangerous than one not decorated. In Hari Bhakti Sudodaya, The advancement of education by a godless people is compared to the decorations on a dead body. In India, as in many other countries, some people follow the custom of leading a procession with a decorated dead body for the pleasure of the lamenting relatives. In the same way, modern civilization is a patchwork of activities meant to cover the perpetual miseries of material existence. All such activities are aimed toward sense gratification. But above the senses is the mind, and above the mind is intelligence, and above intelligence is the soul. Thus, the aim of real education should be self-realization, realization of the spiritual values of the soul. Any education which does not lead to such realization must be considered avidya or nescience. And to culture such nescience means to go down to the darkest region of ignorance. According to Bhagavad Gita, mistaken mundane educators are known as Veda Bhadarata and Mayaya Parita Jnana. They may also be atheistic demons, the lowest of men. Those who are Veda Bhadarata pose themselves as very learned in Vedic literature, but unfortunately, they are completely diverted from the purpose of the Vedas. In Bhagavad Gita, it is said that the purpose of the Vedas is to know the personality of Godhead. But these Veda Bhadarata men are not at all interested in the personality of Godhead. On the contrary, they are fascinated by such fruitive results as the attainment of heaven. As stated in Mantra 1 of Sri Ishopanishad, we should know that the personality of Godhead is the propertior of everything, and we must be satisfied with our allotted portions of the necessities of life. The purpose of all Vedic literature is to awaken this God consciousness in the forgetful living being. And this same purpose is presented in various ways in the different scriptures of the world for the understanding of foolish mankind. Thus, the ultimate purpose of all religions is to bring one back to Godhead. But the Veda Bhadarata people, instead of realizing the purpose of the Vedas is to revive the forgetful soul's lost relationship with the personality of Godhead, take it for granted that such side issues as attainment of heavenly pleasure for sense gratification, the lust for which causes their material bondage in the first place, they say that is the ultimate end of the Vedas. Such people misguide others by misinterpreting the Vedic literature. And sometimes they even condemn the Puranas, which are authentic Vedic explanations for laymen. The Veda Bhadaratas give their own explanations of the Vedas, neglecting the authority of great teachers or acharyas. They also tend to raise some unscrupulous person from among themselves and present him as the leading exponent of Vedic knowledge. Such Veda-Vada-Ratas are especially condemned in this mantra of Sri Ishopanishad by the very appropriate Sanskrit words Vidyayang Rata. Vidyayam refers to the study of the Vedas because the Vedas are the origin of all knowledge, Vidya. And the word Rata means those engaged. Vidyayam Rata thus means those engaged in the study of the Vedas. The so-called students of the Vedas are condemned herein because they are ignorant of the actual purpose of the Vedas on account of their disobeying the Acharyas. Such Veda-Vada Ratas search out meanings in every word of the Vedas to suit their own purposes. They do not know that the Vedic literature is a collection of extraordinary books that can be understood only through the chain of disciplic succession. One must approach a bona fide spiritual master in order to understand the transcendental message of the Vedas. That is the direction of the Mundaka Upanishad. These Vedavada Ratha people, however, have their own Acharyas who are not in the chain of transcendental succession. Thus they progress into the darkest region of ignorance by misinterpreting the Vedic knowledge. They fall even further into ignorance than those who have no knowledge of the Vedas at all. The Mayayaparita Jnana class of men are self-made gods. Such men think that they themselves are God and that there is no need of worshipping any other god. They will agree to worship an ordinary man if he happens to be rich, but they will never worship the personality of Godhead. Such men, unable to recognize their own foolishness, never consider how it is that God can be entrapped by Maya or his own illusory energy. If God were ever entrapped by Maya, then Maya would be more powerful than God. Such men say that God is all-powerful, but they do not consider that if he is all-powerful, then there is no possibility of his being overpowered by Maya. These self-made gods cannot answer all these questions very clearly. They are simply satisfied to have become God themselves.